at Philippians chapter 4, verse 6. Pastor Dave and I had a great time Monday. We picked up Dr. Gray Monday at around noon, took him out to lunch, just kicked around. Then we took him up to Elyria where he had to go to the next church, took him in the mall. And Monty Watts, Dr. Monty Watts, was preaching there too. They had two small fruit baskets there. One was for Monty and one was for Bob. And so Dr. Gray grabs Monty, says, "Give me that one there." And he's eating all, me and him are eating all the grapes out of it, eating the bananas. And he tried to eat that whole thing before Monty got in there, you know. And I said, "Brother," I didn't realize what he was doing. I just said, "Brother Bob, that's the one that's yours. Look at the grapefruit and the strawberries. You just have grapefruit." He said, "I know it." I said, he knew it. And Monty said, "So all I want is a little rubber squeaky toy out of it." Gave Dave the two chocolate candy bars. Then Monty said, "Preacher, I don't eat those things. I don't want the apples or nothing. Just take them." And Bob was, and then the girl's name was Betsy. And David, they started clowning around. It's a wonder they didn't call the police and kick us out. We were just, you'd have been to understand. We were just being really cracking up and going crazy and laughing. And you know, these preachers, even though they're great preachers, they have a light side to them too, where they have fun. David said to him, "Hey, Betsy, what's your name?" And Bob, you know, because he's got a name tag, Betsy. And Brother Dave said, "What's your name, Betsy?" And Bob Gray just split a gut almost. And they were just crying. I said, "Yeah, he just got off the train. He's from Bolivia, you know, and stuff like that." And, oh, man, we had just fun. And then Monty came. We talked over an hour with Brother Monty. We didn't get home until about 4:30, 5 o'clock that day, you know. We had a great time with him. And thank God for those great men of God. Amen. And by the way, Monty Watts is in our camp. I just want you to know something. Monty Watts is in our camp. He is definitely in our camp. I did not know that. I was not aware of that. I didn't know that. Man, I know Carl Hatch was mentioned. He passed away Sunday. Well, I've been with all those guys. I've been with every one of them. You know, I was the younger ones with them. You know, I was a young kid with them. You know, kind of like David now is a young kid, you know. And all those great old silver hairs, one by one, they're going up to heaven. I hope Jesus comes back pretty soon, amen. I was in there getting the water yesterday, and I was talking to Carl's brother, Wes. And I said, "Boy, it's good to be alive." He said, "Man, it sure is, preacher. God's given me 5 more years." He had that cancer, remember, and God... I said, "Yeah." I said, "Wes, you keep going." I said, "Maybe he'll." And there's all kinds of people. And I said, "Maybe he'll let you live right to the rapture." And I started talking about the rapture. And boy, everyone's listening, you know. I'd love to be able. But when you got two people, you can really carry on a conversation, amen. And I'm actually preaching, you know. It's amazing how fast they got their water done and gone, you know. But you know what? I'm Jesus is coming back. And one verse. Let's look at that verse in verse 6, Philippians 4, 6. Want to stand and stretch your legs? Why don't you stand and we'll read that verse to you. "Be careful for nothing. Be careful for nothing. But in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God." I wonder if God's trying to tell us something here. I believe he is. Heavenly Father, thank you for the precious Bible. And indeed it is precious, pure, inspired, preserved, perfect. And Lord, I just thank you for the men of God that are still going around preaching. It's a perfect book. And down in the English, for the English people. And Lord, I just pray that you'll bless the service tonight. Help us to draw nigh to you, that you'll draw nigh to us. We ask these things in Christ's name. Amen. Thank you. You may be seated. And when you look at that verse 6, what do we need to pray for? The word, the answer is right, everything. Whoever said everything is right. We are to pray for everything. You say, boy, this thing that Brother Cooley just got, that's a lot of stuff on here. God says we're to pray for everything. So there's nothing that we don't need to pray about. Did God say to pray for everything? Then there's nothing, if we're praying for everything, that means there's nothing we can't pray about. We have to pray for everything, amen? We should pray for everything. Even when you get saved, you're praying, asking God to save you. Amen? Look at that prayer list. You have one of them? It says, pray for the preacher. Rosie has to live with him. Pray for Rosie. And we do need your prayers. I'll tell you, when I was real, real sick, I know you were praying for me. I could just sense it. You were bombarding heaven for me. I know it. Because I could feel them. I could tell in my life that people were praying. Don't stop. I am feeling good. And I am losing weight. But I got another 60 pounds to lose. I don't want to stop till I'm about 185. And so I've got a long ways to go. I've just started a long journey. But I need your prayers. I want to be all, I don't take the shots no more. I'm down to one pill a day. And eventually I think I'll be off. I lose the rest of the weight, I think I'll be off that pill. I'll probably be off the blood pressure pills, which I've taken for years. It's all weight connected. Trust me, it is. It's all in the weight. And Monday we went to the chiropractor, and even Dr. Wilhelm said to me, he said, preacher, I know you've lost about 30 pounds. He said, just losing that 30 pounds so far, he said, your back is going in better. It's easier. That's what he said. And he don't say things less than, you know. And so the weight is really an issue. And then so that's one thing I'm really trying to do is I'm trying to lose. And boy, since I've been at that 250 for about 3 weeks now, I just seem to, you know, it's just a battle, get a little bit on. And I got during those, we had that Memorial Day and all those days. It went to 255, 256, 250, you know, because I was hogging those. I love those picnics, you know. And I got it back down today. It said 250, 249, right in there. But I've got a long ways to go, you know. It took me a week to get back. You know, two weeks to get back what I put on in 3 days. It's fun putting it on. Boy, I love eating those hot dogs on the grill and those hamburgers and those pies and those cakes. Whew. Man, that stuff was good, wasn't it? I ain't even worried about my sugar no more, John. The Lord's taking care of my sugar. My sugar, 120, 110. I mean, I don't even worry about my, I'm not concerned about my sugar like I am my weight. I just want to lose weight now. The sugar's already, I can't go out and be stupid and eat 25 ice cream cones and 4 pizzas. You know, I realize I'll be right back there again. But, my concern before was because my sugar was 700. But it's under control now. Now it's like every day it's like 110, 115, 112. If a high day, it'd be 123, 124. That's about a high, you know. But anything below 150, you're in good shape, I think. And so the sugar's doing great. But I really got, Bob Gray couldn't get over all the weight I lost. He said, man, he said, preacher, keep losing that weight. He was excited about me losing the weight. But pray for me and my family. Pray for Pastor Dave and his family. The man of God are attacked. And pray for Brother Rod and Debbie, especially Debbie. She has to live with him. You know, I mean, oh no, 27 years, I think. Is that right, 27? Rose and I have got 40 coming up here in a couple of weeks. June 28th, we'll be 40 years, me and Rosie, on June 28th. Pray for Brother Mark and his family. Again, pray for Betty. She lives with Mark. Let me tell you something about preachers, and pray for Lizzie. Because she has to live with Eddie also. Preachers are funny. They're strange birds. We really are. The girls are just laughing. But you girls that are with preachers are a strange bird. They really are. And it takes a special lady to put up with them and to go through all the heartaches. A lot of heartaches in the ministry. There's a lot of blessings. He gets attacked. He gets people say bad things about him. You know, if you forget one thing, after, even though you might have remembered it for 20 years, if you forget what, man, he's no good. He don't think, you know, he don't care. There's a lot of things that go on in the ministry. And people in the ministry, they know what I'm talking about. And so pray for that family. Pray for the kids, PK kids. I call them PK. And pray for the deacon's kids and stuff like that because they're out in front. Well, that guy's a deacon, and look at that kid of his. You know what? What's wrong with Christians? I don't know, you know? But we need prayers. We really do. Pray for Brother Bobby Shell and his family and youth pastor. Boy, pray. They have to be with teenagers. Boy, I'm glad they're taking care of him. Amen. I love them teens, but boy, I'm glad he's got them. Do you know the average teen? Bobby and Jamie, don't tell them this, but they've lasted longer than what there's. The statistics show the average youth director only makes it 18 months. The average. The average youth director only makes it 18 months. Think about that. Pray for the deacons and their family. Pray for Brother Phil and his family. You know, Satan's attacked us on that visitation program. But God wants us to go knock on doors and win people to Christ. Amen? Here's a lady who got saved. She's here again tonight. Brought visitors last Sunday night. It's exciting. Amen? They were out knocking on doors. And then I think Brother Mike led her to Christ. And it was exciting. Pray for Brother Eddie White. And he needs prayer. We know that. I'm really proud of Eddie. I'll tell you, Eddie's been really calm lately. And I'm really proud of you, Ed. Seriously, I'm dead dog serious right now. I'm not preaching. I'm telling you the truth right now. Amen. That's a joke. But anyways, pray for our Christian school. God bless Bethel. You know that lady was given. The lady that works at the chiropractor, David. She was putting that stuff on me, and all the time they were doing. She was talking to me about our school. She said, I want to bring my baby to your school. I said, great. How much does it cost? And I was telling her, I talked to her like 15, 20 minutes, pumped up the school and everything. I said, how many children do you have? She says, I don't have any yet. She says, She said, I just want to get ready in case when I get one, I'll know where to take it. I'm not lying to you. I said, I said, Pastor Dave's the guy you want to talk to in the future. He's got it all down. You're probably getting a call from her. And I'm going to get her to come to our church. Dr. Wilhelm's mother retired. This gal just would do just part-time. She's a good girl. Her name is Missy. And I'm going to get her. I told Rose, I said, because I didn't realize she had just taken over for Betty. I said, well, because we go there. We try to get to, Rosie goes every week. And I said, I'm going to put her on my list to try to witness to her. And I've witnessed to her before, but I've never got to get her, you know, really get her to say a prayer and ask Christ. But I'm going to try to get her to come to our church and everything. So, amen. Okay. Pray for our teachers. I thank God for the great teachers we have in our school. Folks, we've got a great school. Our teachers are good, holy, sold-out people for Christ. Then pray for our Becca Club workers, and especially the ones that we don't even know yet are going to be taking care of the kids during the summer. Next week, I'm going to have them in there for the missionary, but we're going to need one for July or 2nd or something. July 8th, we got VBS, so I was telling Pastor Dave today, I said, you know, VBS is only a couple weeks away. We've had so many big days. After this, yeah, we're only a couple weeks. We're going to panic like we do every year. And not this Sunday because it's Father's Day, but next Sunday, we're going to have to throw it all together. We'll throw it together. Okay, here we go again. We have just got so many special days all the time. We're going to have to try to get them where we have less, have 3 or 4 big days a year and then work those other small ones in. But anyways, pray for the ABL workers. That's a great program. How many ever see little Wanda here? Little Wanda, 84 years old. She came from the ABL, got saved. A lot of folks have come through our ABL club. And next week we'll be taking them to the Hartville Kitchen. Pray for our jail ministry. Boy, isn't that exciting? 20 people saved last night. We could go, Pastor Dave baptized one of the guys that got, one of the men that trusted Christ came, and we baptized him here. Wasn't that exciting 2 Sundays ago? And but try to remember, sit down and say, God, call these individuals, call them one by one. You know, pray for the soul winning and the choir, God's 300. We need to go forward with that. Pray for the Bethel Baptist Bikers. That biker club's been really trying to reach out a lot. And we've reached a few people through that biker club. Pray for the RU. Every Friday, they fill one or two vans up every Friday. They're doing a great job on it. Brother Coolidge and all them, they're doing a great job with that RU. Hattie Lorham, man, what another great. Isn't that great? All these programs. But God says to pray, Philippians 4, pray for everything. I don't even know if we're going to get all this done. I thought I could just take this for one, you know. Pray for the Hattie Lauren, Bob and Sonia. Pray for our armed servicemen and the ladies. And pray for our, boy, I tell you, I worry about that. I don't worry about it, but I keep an eye on Korea, boy, North Korea. I don't know what's going to go on over there. That guy... I like what one guy said, that leader of North Korea is like one of those cheetah pets. You know, cheetah. You ever see those cheetah pets? they got a cheetah pet leader over in North Korea, you know. He might be one of them cheetah pet, you know. And he's as wacky as one, too. That guy throwing nukes. They ever had nukes, they'd put anybody, they'd kill. I know they tried to destroy Israel. And if they could launch them far enough, they'd launch them at the United States. We got don't go against our country or Israel when they stop them from making those nukes, because if we don't stop, those people in North Korea would use them on us. Trust me. Brother Mike Freimeyer, Air Force, he's away right now for 5 weeks down in, I think he's in Alabama right now. Brother Kativer, Brother Ryan Robinson, Marty Gannant, DJ. Boy, DJ, I'm so proud of DJ Robinson. The reason DJ wasn't here Sunday, he got promoted in rank. But DJ Robinson's only been, he's been in the service for 8 years. The ranking they gave him was like a man that had been like 12 years. I mean, it was, his heartbeat said, I called him, I said, he said, preacher, I don't know what to do. They're giving me, I got you. He said, they're making this thing on me. I don't know what to do. I said, you got to stay there. You work for the Army, you know. And because he was, I was afraid he was going to go AWOL and come here for that. I said, stay. I called him. I said, stay there. Brother Kativer thought of something different, you know. And that ranking he got was a first sergeant or? Yeah, sergeant first. I mean, it's a big one, isn't it? And he told me they don't usually get that till they're about 12 years in the military. So, pray for Artel. Pray for Artel. You never know what Artel's going to do. Pray for the Marines. I love Artel, man. I'm so proud of our kids here. Those are all rough kids that grew up, and Dave was their youth director. And we used to have the toughest kids in. We had the toughest youth department in all the state of Ohio, maybe the country. We had all our kids went off to the Marines and the Army and everything. We had some tough kids, man. Now they're serving. But DJ's, now he's a great soldier. He sold out for God, too. You know, they live in Canton. He drives every Sunday. They come all the way from Canton, Ohio, every Sunday to this church. I said, DJ, you know, I'm thrilled they're coming. But I said, you know, if you went to another church, I wouldn't get mad at you. He said, this is my church. I said, praise God. I'm going to say another word to you. I gave you a chance, you know. And then and Brian Hewley and Morton Hewley, and they're all Army. And Kenny White, Brother Kenny. And Kenny, about another year, he'll be out of there, won't he? Pretty soon Ken's going to get out. A couple months, so Kenny will be out. And then you got all these Navy. Sam Hopkins Alex Graham. You got Peter. Is that French? Premio? I don't know who Peter is. Pray for him anyways. He's on there. And pray for all these military. Call them out by God. Then pray for Mrs. Anderson, Brother Anderson. I haven't talked to Russell in a couple of days. Usually I've been talking to him. But I know I talked to him Saturday. I talked to him. No, I did talk to him Monday. What am I talking about? I think I talked to him Monday. A couple of days ago I talked to him, whenever that was. And I didn't want to call him because Brother Bob beat him in soul winning. And I didn't want to call him because I was afraid he's a competitor. I called Russ and he called me back. He said, "You tell Bob Gray, I'm counting the wheel people too." But Bob, you're counting them so, you know, and he don't like to lose, buddy. I wonder why I love that guy so much. That's good. I like him when you don't like to lose. That's good. You'll win more. And then, of course, Charles Cochran. That's Betty's, that's Debbie's brother. So pray, and then Victoria alone, that's Victoria's, Mel's mama. She got home, right, Mel? And Bill Young and Louise Young, Billy's a senior citizen. And Becky Tucker got cancer. Clara Jobes, I prayed for Clara yesterday. Can't get that heart back in rhythm. And they've tried. I pray for Linda Jarvis, pray for Gertie Kemp, migraine headaches. Heather McCollum Hart, Jan, I can't pronounce that last name, Snidler? Yep, she's got cancer. Jimmy Furness. Boy, pray for Jimmy. I love Jimmy Furness. It gets bad out. Jimmy's got to stay in the house. Leo Dickel, he's hanging in there. Grandma Whitaker, that's Roger's grandma. Mother, it'd be Roger's mother. Wayne Payne, throat cancer. Florence Schultz, yeah. She's over there next to the Robinson Hospital. Carlene Coffer, Carolyn Coffer. And she's got cancer. Pray for Carolyn. Emmy Demidar, Emma, her and Leo. She's got that fibromyalgia. Boy, some of our ladies have got that in this church. That is painful. And pray for Emmy. Cheryl Hewley, and pray for Don Carpenter, Bob Johnson's father, being tested for cancer. Vera Elsbender, I don't know all these people. Rose Huddleston, stroke. Pray for Annie Davis. Annie Davis is not feeling good. Pray for Ann Davis. Boy, she really loves God. Ann Davis loves God so much. I'm telling you right now, I love Ann Davis. 89 years old. Lady loves the Lord beyond measure. I'll tell you, they don't make him any better than Ann Davis. I know her son's here. I'd say if you weren't here, Billy, your mother's a tremendous, she's just a tremendous lady. I'm just so glad that the Lord brought her here. Keep praying that I keep that sugar regulated for me. And then Rod and Debbie Black. By the way, my foot's, I've been walking at least 2 miles a day. Pastor Dave and I walked this afternoon. I walked last night. I'm walking. The other day I walked 4 miles with him the other day. We're walking every day. We're trying to walk almost every day. My foot no longer hurts me. And Brother Carl, I went to my doctor. Thank you for those. He gave me pills now. I take them every day so I don't get the gout. And so now I'm not having any foot problems. And I got that one brand new pair of walking shoes from Goodwill for $5, and I can put my orthopedic things in them. And so you see me wear those big black clodhoppers? The reason I'm wearing them, because I walk in them. I don't have them on right now, but you ever see me wearing these big, those are my, they're real good shoes. What was the name of those shoes? It's the kind you guys buy. They sell them at JCPenney. What's the name of that shoe? You remember? It starts with an I. I don't know. Anyways, they're real important ones, and they're real good. They cost a lot of money. I bought mine for $5 at Goodwill, and it's the kind you guys buy all the time. And they get them at JCPenney because I saw them. They're identical. Anyways, and they had the same name on them, and I only paid $5 for mine. Amen? That's the best kind. Surgery recovery. Bruce Truax. Pray for Bruce. And he had surgery on his knees. Man, I'll tell you, that guy can still bowl. Man, it's amazing. Jeff Knight, colon surgery. Pray for Jeff. Sean Patton, brain surgery. And Sharon Bryant, Shannon Bryant, surgery. Mike Toth, the growth on his chest. Mary Atkinson, colon surgery. Blair Liddick, heart surgery. Pray for all these people. Salvation, that Kemp family. Boy, it'd be great to see him come and get saved. By the way, when you see answered prayer, if you have Coolidge and Robin put these on there and they get answered, let us know. We can have a praise on there too. And then Crystal Swagger and Haley Kelly's dad and Brian Taylor, Frank Cooley's family. And praise God for the 14 salvations last Sunday and 12 baptisms. Amen. New phone numbers for prayer requests. Call Coolidge. And then look at the back, our mission, some of our missionaries there. The Thrun family over New Guinea. Cameron, Roloff Holmes, Wiley Cameron, Dale Money, Bearing Press, he was here. Dale Money was here about a few weeks ago. Remember, he came on a Sunday night or something? And Alan Miller over in Barberton, one of our preacher boys out of our church. Gordon Rankin, pastor up in Canada. I don't know if he got his visa to go back yet. And James Cunningham, he's a pastor over in Oregon. Five Filipino pastors through Milo Thomas, and then Ron Cantura. I thank God for our Filipino nationals. They all do a tremendous job. Art Ball over in England. Bob Bart. I think Art's come back. I'll have to look into that. I believe Brother Art and Ruth, I think they've come back. But I think they're working in Ohio right now, but I'm not sure of that. Bob Bartlett in Australia. He's out of Bearing Precious Seed. Jeff Brigstock, Scotland. And I'm not sure Jeff's there anymore either. Dana Brocious, he's a Jew in Argentina. Don Carney, how many remember down in Mexico? I loved Don Carney's got as many, many kids as the Weiss people do. He's got like 9 or 10, 11, 12, right, somewhere in there. And you know what? The children are a blessing of God. I thank God for people who have a lot of children. That's how, Rose and I would have had 5, 6, 7 kids if I could have had kids. Don't ever make fun of people. The children are a heritage from the Lord. The reason I have 2 children and not 4 children or 5 children is because Rosie almost died having Tammy, and she almost died having David Richard. And once she almost died, she hemorrhaged and bleeding. And that doctor said to me, "That's it, no more." And I said, he said, "You want your wife?" I said, "I sure do." He said, "You're not having no more children." I said, "Okay, doc, just make sure my wife's all right." And so I thank God for these people who have children. At least I got to have a couple. But don't ever make fun of people with children. They're a heritage of the Lord. But God bless each one of them. And then Brother Chapman over in Australia, what a great guy Kenny is. John Dunbar, just saw Don. John came up for that funeral over there. That was his preacher, Lake Milton there. And Fellowship Track League, college students. George Abraham, Marlene Abraham. These are all kids going to Akron or Kent, some college. Dan Balbic. I think Danny's out now. I believe Danny graduated. I know he did. Melissa Ballman. Boy, Jake. Ooh. Oh, is that Jake that used to, the teen? Okay, that's how you say his last name, huh? That's why I always called him Jake. Yeah. Pray for Jake. And Brittany Foreman, yep. And Tulsa Govin, Andrew Grace. Andy going to college, still going to school?
Oh, yeah, that's forever.
Okay. Josh Howard, yep. And Jemwell, Laurel. Lizzie Laurel, yep. Alicia McDaniel, yep. Rob Truex and Josh Sells and Heather Porter and Monica Porter. They're all in school. And so pray for those college kids. And then just brand new today, pray for Linda McDaniels. Linda McDaniel had surgery on her foot. Ray, can you tell us anything more about Linda? they cut those tendons. She had some real problem, and they cut the tendons to try to give her some relief. Yep. Yep. So let's pray for her. I want to give you one more. Yes, sir.
The young lady that was here Sunday that had the cancer,
her name is Tammy. I don't have her name. Is she on there, Tammy? I don't know her last name. We prayed for her. Tammy. Your first name is Tammy. Do we ever? Is she on there? Probably not. Yeah, Tammy. And I talked to Rick yesterday. She's not doing good. Matter of fact, she's. They give bad news there. She's got. They're not giving her any. They're saying it's very, very serious. Really? Matter of fact, they said it's critical, what Rick told me. I saw Rick Monday morning or Tuesday morning downtown. Yes. I don't know. They've carted her somewhere, like Cleveland Clinic or somewhere. I'm not sure which one it is. It might be University. It's up in Cleveland. And by the way, Brother Sean, he rode the bus when he was in the second grade here. Isn't that amazing? Bethel Bus Ministry, just keep on rolling them. Larry Brummett, no doubt, brought them. Let me give you a couple thoughts here about prayer. It's already after 8. James 4:2 says, "You have not because you ask not." You say, "Well, God never answers prayer." Well, why don't you ever pray? Well, I didn't think to pray. We says pray. We just read earlier, pray about everything. So we need to pray about everything. Matthew 7:7. Look at Matthew 7:7. I know we're time's up, but look at that scripture. Matthew 7:7. Ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and you shall find. Knock and it shall be opened on you. A lot of times we never get things because we don't knock, we don't seek, we don't ask, we don't. You know, here's the thing. Remember when Peter was knocking on that door? They prayed, but they wouldn't answer. And he kept knocking. A lot of times you got to keep knocking before that prayer gets answered. And we give up too easy. Watch your kids. I've used this over and over. Your children are a great illustration how God says that we're His children. When Tammy or David wanted something, or Natalie Rose or Tiffy Brooke, or they go to Walmart or something, can I have this? Can I have this? Can I have this? Can I have this? Oh, can I have this? Can I have this, Dad? Can I have this? Can I have this? Usually, I'll spend. I always tell Dave, I'll pay the bill at Cracker Barrel, because it's cheaper paying the Cracker Barrel bill for the food than it is to buy them toys. Those kids, they keep on tugging. Can I have this? No, you can't have it. No. Well, how about this thing? Can I have this one? It's cheap. You know. See, we go to God. Can we have nothing? And we don't say nothing. Keep asking. Keep knocking. Keep seeking. By the way, you keep knocking, asking. The Holy Spirit will speak to you. Maybe what you're asking, though, God doesn't want you to have. If we're in the right spirit, we'll say, you know what, Lord? Cancel that. I don't want that. I don't need that right now. But here's what I do need. Holy Spirit, show me something what I was supposed to pray. Amen? Look at Matthew 21:22. While you're in the book of Matthew. Matthew 21:22. And all things. Where'd we hear that? Back in Philippians. And all things, whatsoever you shall ask in prayer, believing, you shall receive. Now, God will answer prayer. A lot of times, though, we ask amiss. And He doesn't like people that are double-minded. By the way, when you pray, though, we're supposed to pray in the Spirit. And the Spirit will help us say the things we're supposed to ask for. If you ask for things fleshly, you know, God's not. But if it's of the Spirit, God's going to answer that. How many are still with me? God, give me $1 million so I can live down in Florida. He ain't going to do that. Hello? But He said, ask for your need, I'll supply them. Amen? And You know, James, don't turn to it, but James 5:16 says, the effectual fervent prayer, James 5:16, the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. And the many things that we don't, many times we don't have because we don't seek God. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. God says, listen, if you walk with me, Psalms 37 says in verse 4, delight in the Lord. Psalms 37, 4, delight in the Lord. He'll give you the desires of your heart. See, if I'm delighting in the Lord, though, what I'm going to be praying about is what God would be pleased with. Delight in the Lord, and he'll give you the desires of your heart. Psalms 37, 4. I'm going to close with this verse here. Hebrews 4:14 says we're to come boldly. Hebrews 4:14 says we're to come boldly to the throne of grace. How many times do we fail? We actually have access to the throne room. Get this now, close. In the Old Testament, the only person that could go in the holies of holies was the great high priest. Now, the Bible says now all of us in the believers in Christ, we've all been made priests in Christ. We have a priesthood. That means this, Eddie. All of us can go into the throne room. You just don't need preacher to pray for you. You have just as much exact access to God as I do. You have just as much access to God as Brother Gray does. The Bible says, come boldly to the throne of God. We forfeit a lot of things because we don't come boldly. And a lot of things we forfeit because we don't have faith to believe. When I pray for people, JP, every time I go by your business, I ask God to bless you and your wife. There's hardly ever a time that I go by there that I don't say, God, please bless them. Thank you for a man that loves you and a wife that loves you. And when I go by your homes, if I pass by your homes, I'll say, God, would you please bless them? God honors the prayers that you really have from your heart. Amen? Let's believe, like when I was praying, when I pray for people, I believe God's going to do it. I've seen God do a lot of things because I actually believe he's going to do it. I'm going to close with this. Yesterday, I was in the hospital. I went to see Jan and Cecil Dean. I was there Monday and Tuesday. And I was walking in, and there was a fellow that works at the car wash. What's that man's name?
Tony.
There was a fellow that works in a car wash named Tony. And I've given him tracts a lot of times. Clean cut kid. Tried to get him to our church. I've tried to get him to church. Never got him yet. We both worked on him. And sharp guy. Sharp. And good worker. And I walked in. I was going up the elevator, and I seen him there. And I said, hey, how you doing? He said, my wife's in surgery. She'd gotten back surgery. I stopped right what I was doing. I said, I'm going to pray for your wife right now. I'm going to pray right now. And I mean, you know where you first walk in, where you get what room people are in? Hello? So I got right down there. I said, dear God. And I don't care what people see me. Amen. I'm just talking to God. In fact, when I'm praying, I don't even know if people are, you can beat me on that. I'm just trying to get a hold of God. And I said, dear God, please, this man's wife's in having surgery right now. Come down and put your hands on those doctor's hands. And Lord, that back surgery is a major surgery. It really is. Very few people have back surgery ever really have success. It's very few. It's just a critical surgery. And I beg God, started to walk to the elevator. The gal that was giving out the names, Pastor Skyver, could you come back and pray with this other lady?
Amen.
I said, I sure will. And I came back and I prayed with her. Started a prayer, a revival of prayer.
Amen.
And I mean, I prayed for Clara Jobs. Her heart's out of sync. It's been out of rhythm. And they've given her electrical shocks and everything. They can't get it to go back in. And I put my hand on her back and I said, "Dear God, I'm asking right now that you get Clara Jobes, put it right back in. Get it back in rhythm." I believe God can do that.
Amen.
I thank God for doctors. I'm not against them. Please don't. But God's a great physician.
Yes.
And listen, folks, we limit God. Our God can do anything.
Yep.
Now, most of the time, he uses doctors and nurses. But God can do the supernatural without man's help.
Yes.
We just need to have faith. I get a kick out of Bobby and Jimmy every time they really want something. Or Tammy, because Tammy's watched me all my life praying. She's seen God do miracles. And one time Jamie came and said, "Preacher, I got a thing on my nose. And it's been there for 2 years. I can't, it won't go off. Just, I really believe you." So I prayed. It fell off, and a day later, it fell off.
Amen.
I could tell you a story. You know why? Because when I'm just trying to help. I'm not trying to brag. It wasn't, by the way, it wasn't me at all. It was God. I seen people that were going to die come back to life. I seen a man that had filled with cancer, said he had no chance to live, completely healed. And they, of course, everybody says, "Boy, it's the preacher who did it." It wasn't me. It was God.
Amen.
I had faith to believe it. When I pray, I really believe God can do it.
Amen.
See, I believe God can do it right then. I've seen him do miracles. And that's a lot of times you don't see things happen in your life. Because you don't have faith. God blesses faith. But I was telling Dave, we're like, a lot of times I'm like that one guy, though. "Lord, I believe, help my unbelief." You know? Sometimes I want to believe. How many know what I'm talking about? I know you're up there and I know you can do it. And oh, I would, "God, please." I was hoping, I'd hear the call say, "Hey, God put my heart right back in." I'll give you this last one, we'll go. I could go forever. Years ago, I was in Riverside Hospital with Rosie's aunt. She's in heaven now. But they were having a surgery for her aunt. And Mrs. Young looks a lot like, well, they could pass for sisters. That's how much they looked a lot like. And I was praying. All of a sudden, I said, "Lord, if she's not supposed to have this surgery, would you speak to the doctors right now and cancel it?" Within about a minute after I prayed, the doctor came in. The nurse came in and said, we ain't gonna figure this out. The doctor just said he don't think you should have it. He just now canceled it. God can do anything. We don't see the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man or a righteous lady availeth much. When I pray that, "Have you get healed, ma'am?" I'm actually trusting God to do it.
Amen.
Now, I've prayed for a lot of people, and sometimes it hasn't happened. But I've seen it happen a lot of times. I've got some lists that didn't make it, and I got some that did. And I'll tell you what, I'm gonna keep on praying.
Yeah.
At least. Like the guy says, "You, I'm shooting up at the moon. You shoot at the moon?" He said, "Why? Oh, you're crazy shooting at that moon." He said, "Yeah, I might be, but I'm going to shoot. I'm going to be higher than you are because you're not shooting at all."
Yeah.
You know, God wants us to pray about everything. Philippians 4:6. I'm all done. God wants us to pray about everything. Let's start praying about everything. Do you think we need to pray about that, honey? Yeah, I think we. God says we need to pray about everything. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Eddie, lead us in prayer.
Dear Lord, we just thank you tonight, Lord. Father, we do thank you, Lord, for the blessings that you've given to us.
Yes.
As a church and as individuals. Lord, I thank you, Lord, that we can come to you and talk to you personally. And Lord, I just pray, Lord, that these prayer requests that we have on our list, Lord, and Lord, you'd honor each and every one of them, Lord. And Father, I do pray you bless our church. I pray,
yes,
Lord, you continue to be with our preacher and Miss Rosie and Brother Dave and Tammy and,
yes,
the kids, Lord. I pray, Lord, you bless them and watch over them and protect them, Lord, and hedge them about with your protection. Lord, I ask that you just be with the services come Sunday. Lord, I pray, Lord, that we'd have people that would come out.
Yes.
Lord, that we could see souls saved for you.
Yes.
Have a good Father's Day. Bless all the ministries of the church.
Yes.
I pray, Lord, for the bus ministry, for the upcoming vacation Bible school, Lord. And now, Father, just take us home tonight safely and bring us back again Sunday. And we'll thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. God bless you. Glad you came tonight.